If someone offered you something priceless, would you accept it? Or would you start asking questions? Today, we're opening God's Word to explore a gift that has changed countless lives and is still available to us today. I have a gift for you. A sweet girl I had only known for a short time said this to me, and I took the box and I said, "Okay, but why?" And she replied to me and said, "Well, it's just a gift. It's that simple." But honestly, that's a hard statement for us to believe sometimes, isn't it? I mean, when we're offered something, a gift, we're skeptical. At least I am sometimes. We start questioning, "Well, how much is this going to cost me?" Or, "What do I have to do to get this gift?" Or, "What's the catch? Is it really worth anything if it's free?" Or, "There's no way it can be that simple." Do you ever feel like that? I think for centuries, you know, people have struggled with this verse in the Bible that we're going to be talking about today. They've questioned it, they've tried to deny it, and they've added to it because, quite frankly, they just couldn't believe that it was truly that simple. But it is. Hey, grab your Bibles, and I want you to open up to the book of Romans. We're going to look in chapter 10. Let's read together verses 9 and 10 this morning. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I mean, could it really be that simple? Is that what it really takes to be saved? Hey, let's look at verse 13. It says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I mean, it may seem easy on our part, but listen, it was anything but that for the one who offers us this gift. Salvation is offered freely to all mankind, but it costs the Lord greatly. God had a plan to redeem mankind to himself, but it would take giving up a part of himself. And he was willing. Sin had entered into the world, and to atone or to pay for that sin, for all the sins that had been committed, the innocent blood of the Lamb had to be shed. This was the sacrifice that was required. But the sacrificial system and the law could only do so much. There had to be something better, something greater, something purer. Well, there was. God sent his son, Jesus, to leave his place in heaven and come to this earth to be that sacrifice, to be that sacrificial lamb. He was willing to give his life in order for us to be saved from our sins. He endured rejection and crucifixion in order to pay for the sins of all mankind. Salvation isn't free. It cost the Lord his life, and yet he holds his arms outstretched towards us. And this beautiful gift of salvation that he already paid for, he's offering it to us. And do we dare ask how much it will cost? Do we insult him by saying, "There must be a catch? Is it really worth anything if it's free?" Christ died so that we could be saved. Today, he offers us a beautiful gift if we'll only receive it. If you've ever asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" this is your answer. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. Salvation is only the beginning. There is so much more for us to talk about. Listen, go grab a refill on your coffee. Let's dig back into these scriptures together this morning. And to help you out, I'm going to send you some questions to kind of help guide our time together. And if you haven't signed up yet for those texts, it's easy. Just text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen. Hey, thank you for joining me this morning. I hope that you enjoy your day.